Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
Everything that is your ground must be fruitful. If you start a relationship, that's a ground. It has to be fruitful. Then he says that in the land which the Lord swore unto thy fathers to give. So if you are in Ghana, he's saying that you can be blessed and you can have plenty wherever he has placed you. In Djibouti, if that is the land that he has sworn to give you, you should prosper there. So location really is not your problem. It doesn't determine your allocation. It is your alignment with God that determines whether you will do well in a place or you not do well in that place. Are you here? Yeah. So many people feel like, where I am, where you are, you know, I have to be in Accra, I have to be in Kumasi, I have to be in America. When I see people struggling really to be in places, as if there is something in places for them, I begin to wonder, really? Even though, yes, there are some inequitable distribution of wealth here and there, developmentally, maybe the South is more developed than the North, but it really doesn't matter. When you carry the blessing will look for you wherever you find yourself. Are you here? Why am I preaching only to myself? Am I preaching to myself? I'm tickling myself. Wow. What you carry determines what carries itself around you. And what makes that a possibility is the Holy Spirit. The verse 12 is saying that the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure. Who will open unto you his good treasure? The Lord. The Lord is the architect. The Spirit of God is the engineer of every good treasure, good blessing that ever comes the way of the believer. The Lord shall open. That means that things can be closed. A treasure can be closed. You know, when we are looking at the Bible, I want you to see the Bible in its simplest form, in its applicable form. The Lord shall open his good treasure unto you. That means there is a good treasure God has. It's like his bank or his storehouse of goodies. He says that he will open it unto you. Praise the Lord. Yeah. So when he says, except the Lord build a house, except the Lord opens his good treasure unto you, you work, you will not get anything. So every child of God should be very concerned and fixated on building a relationship with God, a love relationship. You know, in a love relationship, good treasure flows. Are you with me? All your regular friends, they give you things left, right, center. No. The relationship must go to another level. You know, so then it's an investment. It's an investment of love. So if you're a believer and you want to be standing by the edges, sitting on the edge, on the fence, I say, me will be, me ne mu be, and all of that, you are not really a hotspot of the Spirit. You will just be there. You know, and in the Old Testament is so clear that it says that when people are harvesting, they should leave some at the borders of their farm so that those other people who are sanquas can have something to eat when they are passing by. That means that those people never sold. Yeah. But provision has been made for them not to go hungry. And imagine you feeding on the surpluses of other people's harvest. You can never have commercial quantities. That means that you will never be rich. So the thing is, if you are working with the Lord, you have to get deep with the Lord. You can't just be mininemo, mininemo. I didn't say continue the lyrics. Just say nyamisro ni umubakukra. You have to be at the center of the matter. Yeah. You have to wake up knowing that there is an attention on you from heaven. Why is it that heaven has not heard your voice? Yeah, it's not like a Christian that doesn't have that mindset just rises up, is just walking about. It's like you are not a proper officer of the kingdom. So you don't feel like there is any responsibility laid on you for you to even mark register. Good morning. I am reporting for duty. It's like when a nemusa. When a nemutisa kaya. When you be at the abeswa, when you be out kwakwada. But there are people whose attendance or attention to work in this nation is the reason why we have peace, is the reason why we have prosperity. Those people cannot have that kind of casual mind. Yeah, every day finance minister should be thinking about, what am I doing? Governor, what am I doing so that inflation will not go over the bar? You know me so? Every day. But if you're a person who doesn't see your effect, you know, effect on a system, or a system's effect on you for balance. I said, "When the name is Sani, I bet you be a no, fano sa, be a." As I said, we jai too. You won't join my choir again. Yeah, but I wake up and I know that lives, people's lives, are hinging on what I do with my own life. So it gives me a different perspective. So the kingdom is such that if you don't plant yourself deeply in the Holy Spirit, you'll be eating from the edges of the farm. And if you are eating from the edges of the farm, you won't have commercial quantities. So that means you can't be rich. That's why you can serve God for many years and still be ordinary, be average. You see that you have Christ fully, but here on earth, you don't have anything. But when the disciples ask him, "Charlie, what's going to happen, Pastor Ima?" Pastor Ima now told them, he says that in heaven, I will give you rewards. And here on earth, you will also have rewards for living mother, father, sister, living all, everything and following me. You will have rewards both here and there. But you see that, Charlie, people are following the Lord and it's not showing. And the reason why it's not showing is that when you are following, you see, if you are a true follower, you are not just a popular stance person. If you are a true follower, they know you. They know your contribution. Are you here? Spiritually, there are many people in church who are not spiritual. Like the thing is not connected properly. You know you are a Christian, you love the Lord, you revere the Lord, but you don't have a proper connection. You are just a very flat believer. Yeah, you are not like Elijah who just rise and say the heavens will not give rain and heaven will be happy to block whatever for a show. Then he comes out and says that let the rain come. And then heaven is making arrangements for the rain to pour. Do you see when you are in trouble how you feel powerless? Yeah, sometimes you feel like I can be what to be busy beer. Won't you wait, man? Won't build it. Won't say sometimes when a matter happens, even with human beings, who can be obeying few, then they will tell you to go and talk to somebody who can say something. Because that person has built a capital with that relationship. So maybe this one's husband can say Rose, hey, yeah. Then no matter how she charged, because of the capital of the relationship the husband has built with her, you say, okay. Obebu any about her. Oh, consequence, no. Obe temper judgment with mercy. Because somebody has capital. Not everybody will have that kind of effect on her. When you stand as a believer, what is your effect in the heavenlies? That's a question I'm asking. Long talk. What is your degree of audience? ne kra kra ne sɛ sɛ wone nɛmu saa na like we are not interested in a relationship with the Holy Spirit. We are not. And maybe it is so because we don't really know who he is in our lives. But he is my helper. Say he's my helper. Say he's my everything. I'm not hearing you at all. Say the Holy Spirit is my helper. It's my everything. You know, if this program, if I was teaching on curses and breaking curses, people will call their family members from the village. Mumbro, ashase, ye bubu no me washa no me wamba enyame fort. But as I'm teaching on walking with the Holy Spirit, because people really reckon the devil more than God. It's interesting. This God that is able to have authority, dominion over the devil, deal with the devil left, right, center, we still reckon the devil more than God. So we have Christians who do not really have effect in the spirit because our companionship with the Holy Spirit is very, very mild. But I'm praying that you get deeper in Jesus' name. That amen should be better, 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 better. He said, the Lord shall open his good treasure. Hey, he will open his good treasure and pour you out rain from heaven. Praise the Lord. He will open his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in his season. So I just want you to know that something is coming from the Lord to your land. The Spirit is pouring rain upon your land. It's pouring. There is something supernatural that God is pouring upon the land of your destiny. And to bless all the work of thine. So, invariably, he's saying that the Lord is releasing some material supernaturally upon your destiny. And as a result of that, it is bringing blessing to the work of your hands. When that happens, he says that you will lend unto many nations and you will not borrow. So watch this. Tonight, this by the Spirit, what I want you to focus on is the effect or the dynamics that come to play when the Holy Spirit comes upon things. When the Holy Spirit engages a man, a woman, the work of your hand. When the Holy Spirit decides to pour himself upon a man, what happens upon a thing? What happens? Here he says that he will pour the rain upon you. And rain stands for supernatural blessings. He said, as a result of that, the work of your hands shall be blessed. And when that happens, you will lend to many nations, not just individuals. Just imagine Togo coming to borrow from you. America borrowing from you. Say amen. Yeah, yeah. There are individuals who lend to nations. What are you doing here? Yeah. Individuals have been lending to, when you hear Eurobond and all those things, it's individuals lending to nations. It's big time. So what you won't read it. Now when we do where they are lending be that crow. Europe and I know more before you know Europe and I. And what are you doing? I mean who mobile? I said you will lend to nations in Jesus' name. See, so for me, I'm a bread. I imagine some lending to nation. Yeah, I mean, mommy, I'm a dikeke. I'm a dikeke. I'm a dikeke. I don't know. I'm a dikeke. It's no longer going to be your choice. When the Lord opens his good treasure and pours you out, that the Spirit is bringing something on you and your land. If it's your womb, something will happen. say the womb will be blessed, the work of the womb, the ability of the womb to reproduce will be blessed. Anything God pours his rain upon, that thing will be able to bring out its full capacity. Are you here? Yeah. Say your basket will be, the fruit of your body will come, and the fruit of your land, and all of that is because he opened his good treasure and poured upon you, so that now the blessings are evident to the point that you are lending to nations and you are borrowing from none. When the Spirit comes upon a man, yeah, the Spirit is activated, starts working with you, just makes you another man. Praise the Lord. Makes you another man. Isaiah 32 verse 15 says that when the Spirit comes upon a dry land, a desert, a wilderness, then shall that wilderness become a fruitful vine. And then the fruitful vine will become a forest. See, there is no progress until the Spirit lands. Isaiah 32, 15. Please, people, you can put the scripture there. I think, great. Is it there? Can I take my time? Isaiah 32, verse 15. Until the Spirit be poured upon the land from on high, then shall the wilderness be turned into a fruitful vine, and a fruitful vine into a forest. So look at it. Three stages. When the Spirit is poured from on high upon the land, then one, the wilderness, say wilderness. I think we all know the characteristics of a wilderness. So it's just giving us a pictorial view, a pictorial illustration of what happens when the Spirit comes upon a useless thing. A useless place, parched land like a wilderness, dry. Things are not growing there. Things are not flourishing there. It says that until the Spirit, so that means that its state of dryness and unfruitfulness will remain until that time when the Holy Spirit will come upon it. And if you're a Christian or a human being on it, you will remain raw, normal, unfruitful, until the Spirit becomes very active in your life. If you're a student, you'll just be operating with the IQ of your mother and father. You know, some families, every family has a measure of IQ. Sometimes, a man can receive nothing except what the mother and father give. So you see that naturally, some families today are very intelligent. Obiabing. Yeah. Obiabing. I have a professor who taught me in the university, in the family, everyone is a professor. So if you go there and say you are looking for either doctor or professor, and then you use the surname, they will all be laughing at you. Who are you really looking for? Both male and female. Everyone is a professor. So assuming the family, everyone is called Obin. Yeah? The Nicola family. They say, I'm looking for Prof. Obin. You have to call the first name. Everybody is a professor. In different areas, though. saying that you will be very, please put the scripture there. I just want us to see the scripture. And come and put it on my screen, please. Today my patience is at a very high level. It's called self-control. Until the Spirit be poured upon us. Upon which people? From on high. So he's talking about the Spirit being poured upon us. Then he just moves and begins to use certain metaphors to just explain to us what's really going to happen to us. So until the Spirit comes upon, your raw state remains like a wilderness. But when the Spirit now, the time the Spirit comes upon you, that's when you start the transformation process. He said, then the wilderness shall become a fruitful vine. A fruitful vine is just a green grass. Are you here? That's the wilderness will start bearing grass. Small grasses will start growing there and then everywhere will be grassy, green. But before it was dry until the Spirit came. Then it started bearing grass. Then he said that if the Spirit keeps pouring and pouring, it will not just be grass. The grass will now progress and become a deep forest. It will become what? A fruitful field. Yeah. He said the fruitful field shall be counted for a forest. This is what is called progress. It's called what? Yeah. So there is no progress until the work of the Spirit becomes very active in your life. When the Spirit becomes active in your life, you move from wilderness to green grass to a forest. Look at the progression. So some people are blessed, but they don't go through progress. We know you are blessed, but the question is, are you progressing? You know, and those of us with this small mathematics, we know that, Charlie, not every movement is a movement. In fact, not every movement is a positive movement. Sometimes you are increasing at a decreasing rate. Yeah, your yesterday is better than your today. Yesterday you increased 4. But even though today you are increasing, you have just increased 2. That's where the law of diminishing returns is there. Everybody will think, you are not doing anything. There is no progress. There is movement, but there is no progress. There is activity, but there is no productivity. It takes the Spirit coming upon you for you to have progressive progress. Increasing progress. He says that the function is increasing at an increasing rate. You are accelerating at an accelerating rate. Increasing rate. From glory to glory. Grace to what? Grace. The light shineth brighter and brighter. How does that happen? Increase of the activities of the Spirit. If you are a pastor and you want to pastor with skills, culture, structure, you have to pastor with knowledge, you will go nowhere. You will go nowhere. When Jesus moved, the Bible said that the crowd moved. Yeah, it was Jesus the only male around. No, the crowd, they don't move because you are fine. The crowd, they move because there's something about you. Are you here with me at all? Imagine you are anointed doing business. Yeah, and you know all the business principles and all of that. And you carry anointing on top. Imagine Jesus came to sell both road here. There'll be traffic everywhere. Because, Charlie, what tell them, son? I catch a doctor snob on both road and your baby. Could he use both road to the baby? Yes, both fruit. I'm giving you business ideas. Yes, both fruit. until it means that all your effort as a wilderness life is going nowhere. Until Jesus told them, he said, you people tarry here until the Spirit what comes upon you. Then you can now go and be my witness. And yes, and you just talk. And the kingdom is not in words. The kingdom is in what? Power. So know that for progress to be initiated in your life, you must avail yourself, yield yourself. You must intentionally position yourself to have a more consistent and intense relationship with the Holy Spirit. All this flat, maba, sorry, flat. I sorry, Bobby, and now who, Bobby? Flat. I sorry, be a Bible, and the way be. Flat. Everything you are doing is what is happening in the congregation. You are going nowhere. Jesus told them, he said, if you put value on me in the secret place, I'll put value on you in the public place. We call it secret business. Yeah. Some of us in our private spaces, we are not doing anything wrong, but we are also not doing anything valuable. It's scary. That you and the person watching porn are at the same level. Because he is negative, you are neutral. At least he has a mind to do something. It's just that it's negative. When that person just switches to positive, obey sound who say, shoo. That's how you say that. I've been in jail when he came. No. You see, when people look at Paul, Apostle Paul. He was just a murderer until he met Jesus. Pew! He came to pass all of them. Wow. Tell somebody, start doing something. And I want to prophesy to you that it should be a very positive spiritual something. Yeah. And then now you are watching series until 2 a.m. Jesus, you come to church and you feel like I'm sleeping. Am I here or I'm there? You have to do something. You see, at our age, the place is warm. Chill as well. At our age, tell somebody at your age. And for these years that you have been working with God, you ought to have gone very, very far. Very, very far. With the Spirit. With the what? With the Spirit. Some people are just there. They are just deep in their thoughts. Intimidatetisus. What they was, sir? Bibian's sound. Just by being there. No. Use the negative vibe as a fuel to engage the Lord and to take practical steps. Just two things. Practical steps, engaging the Lord. You'll be fine. Any state you find yourself in, God can glorify himself. If you are intentional. What's the word? I can't hear you. What's the word? If you are intentional in building your spirituality with the Holy Spirit, building yourselves up in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost with all kinds of prayer, praying in the Holy Ghost, building yourself. You see, most of the things God has just dropped on us, we don't have the capacity to carry. That's why it cannot manifest. The moment you receive the Spirit's capacity to carry, the angel told Mary that this thing is impossible unto you because naturally you don't have capacity to carry. But the Spirit from on high
shall overshadow you and give you capacity. The power of the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and now you will conceive and deliver. It's a capacity. If the prophecy is heavier than you have developed yourself, forget it. If the promise is heavier than you can handle, forget it. You have to come up. Tell somebody, come up with the Holy Ghost. Come up, come up, come up. Just come up. You wake up and Holy Ghost is in your mind. In the afternoon is in your mind. In the evening is in your mind. You are walking with the God. Like, I don't want to be ordinary. Don't be ordinary. Don't be a believer and you are ordinary. Why should identity will be to be two a drum and yeah, yeah. You are carrying God. Then people are dealing with you on your aesthetics. And the God inside is, you are not bringing it to bear on the outside. God there, he will not just be worrying himself left, right, center. You yourself should create the enabling environment for him to work in and around you. But you have kept him in there. Kode. Now bones, you're gonna so. Bobu bones, you're gonna so. So okay, me oh, so my bad. Me oh. You are doing nothing. Nothing. We never saw that Judas did one miracle because we never saw him in any prayer meeting. There is nothing we saw Judas doing that was spiritual in the Bible. Not one. You won't have any effect though if you don't become intentional. I'm just staying here so that we go into the other things very quickly. You have to be intentional. You have to be what? Intentional with your spirituality. Building some heavy capacity. You know, may I wish we'll come to church, we'll pray that, or whatever we are praying, we are singing that, and the focus of our prayer should be that God make me heavy. Not even let me break through, let me have miracle. Just receive the capacity. And when you receive the capacity, all those other things, you will become like a magnet. If they have magnetic element in them, they themselves will be running as you are going. That's what David said. He said, you anoint my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Goodness and mercies, they will be attracted. They will be pursuing me. So when you enter into a place based on your capacity, the good things there will be coming to you like that. That if you are light, wood meet wood, wood meet metal, and fat. That's why some people, when they enter into a place now, you think somewhere you drew. Every good thing there now, they will just be giving it to them. Because we are bringing all back. Do you understand? The unbelievers understand that. Do you want that? But they drew, sir. When you want to do an affair, so or free one or two, and so because no more do it's become a heavy magnet. I don't know. Are you getting something these days? Because there is the need for instant miracles, we are not even able to teach you what will bring you sustainable miracles or sustainable breakthrough. Because if you are a pastor and you try, the people will leave you. You are looking for bread. You are telling stories. Now this conference, you know, because I see that 2026 is going to be a very fine year. Very fine. Entina, mama ye ye fasting from 3rd November to 31st December. Senya. Oh, sir, me well. Sin ye bedu ane ya bua ya hune ye nam. Yan fe na ube ye high jump 31st night with adrenaline. When this way kashi kashi, I take the year. And where you ma ben away? And where you ma ben away? Woo ra finu ansa wako yusha fino.
Do you understand the wisdom behind it? From the 20th of this month, December, and by the for 2026. At the end of the calendar, the Holy Ghost was saying, I say, oh, that's why, you see that, I'm not even minding anybody. You are a pastor, I'm not minding. You are a member, I'm not minding. Opa, Bobra. Now, honey, oh, Kai. I'm not just body. Some of you are just encumbered with things when God is giving you clear leadership. It's like, you have become very wise. I know my way, I know. The kind of program God has given us that we are working with. If we follow the Lord, we will arrive safely. Say heavy by the Spirit. In 2026, the people who are loaded with the Spirit. And your mother, come, says, ah. So as we are fasting, yeah, the fasting is difficult, but I'll still be doing it. Be what? Now, what did they for 30 years? What did we see? You have eaten, some of you have eaten for 50 years. 40 years. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. This is one time where you are doing something that is likely to really shift your coordinates into a better plane. May you never miss your opportunities. Oh, that amen is not strong at all. When the Spirit lands on Francis, lands on Francis's business, lands on anything, he said, he will pour it from heaven, and then the thing just coming straight to the work of your hand and giving you influence that you will lend to nations is influence. It has nothing to do with age, nothing to do with your clergy, whether you are clergy lady. It has nothing to do with your career. Once you are carrying the, some of the richest and influential people, they didn't sit in any major classroom. Carry the Spirit. Carry what? I can't hear you. Carry what? Zabala koko fata hayas. Ilakwata kalapa hakata. Say, Holy Ghost, locate me, locate me, locate me. Speak in the Spirit. Mele kosha kalapata. Ekwata kata 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 kalapa kata kash. Lekwata kalaka pata. Elekwata kata kata kala kala kapashtaka shala kapala kata kapala kata kata esole kebele kete 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 kele kete para iswa kwata kila kwa shaka la kata kata shelo kwata kila kwa shele kele kete jala kwata kala kushata la kapata elekuto sekle kuta kala kata. Wow. Sometimes we come to human level and you say, oh, lawyer, we were being judge, we were being is a legal luminary. Masa, obian binche obia. BB kasach ni panadream, so be a book no more. BB. The letter kill it, the Spirit gives life. BB money. Bibi man understanding for or Canada na not you need to me. I say in internet na plug here. Once what you only thinking monolithically. One way na. Bibi onyanso Adiana. Hey, rain be five. Wow. One pastor was asking me, see. How do you preach? How do you put your... I'll send my note to you. There's nothing there. There's nothing there. The white man who came to preach, said, how do you do it? I said, I've been preaching for years. Do I know? Even when I'm reading the Bible, you see that the Spirit, he said, I will take that which is of the Father and show it to you.
Because he's receiving help from the Spirit. Normal. So we are judge. What to who the cases are? Some no. It is Solomon there. No, it is God's wisdom that says Solo. Maybe I didn't ever know. You need laboratory test. Anyway, you see, the way it will come to you, it will look like it's play, but that's your way out. Spirit Lord, but what you say? You, it will be so clear to you. This is it. Young Kuma Colano. My member could say, I am going to say, Young Kuno. My member for Abaco. It will be Yanchila classroom. And Yanchila classroom ninja is the theory to give you foundation. But when you are going higher, sure, there's no way the classroom will teach you how to deal with every case. It's not possible. That's why the anointing that came upon Saul in 1 Samuel chapter 10, it says that as you go, you will perform as the occasion demands. The anointing, the Spirit of God will make you perform as the occasion. Just a situation, you have to come in, or the solution is brew as temple. Yeah. Unya flow, no. But it's a grace, it's a gift. When somebody calls you, you say, oh, in this case, what do you think about? You see that the ideas will be popping like light. Yes, so pa 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 pa. Wow. Then all you have to do is just put it together in a good concept, and then you offer it. One time we were on a call, one of my professors, he say, do you have something to do? I said, how did you come by that? I said, hey, and one eba. I said, me cry me nyue once. I said, eba. Una ocho by the eba. Ebeba is the spirit. That's how you can have a money idea. What kind of idea? So how did Jesus know that money will be in the mouth of the fish? The spirit was just to say, straight. We are not exploring that with the Holy Spirit. Isaiah, oh, I don't know, I think it's Isaiah. He said, you will hear a voice behind you, and the voice will be telling you, go here, go there. Go, that voice behind you. And then I make bomb pies a few way, you know. That leading voice, that helping voice will help you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. That amen is not strong at all. You will give a solution. They will call you in the high place that, Charlie, we want you in this project. You make one drawing. I say, hey, how did you come by this concept? Yeah. Spirit. You're a doctor. So our second child, guy was suffering, so he couldn't breathe. He's small, some few months. Went to the hospital. They've done everything. Still crying. He's been crying since. One doctor came there. He was just passing on. He heard the cry of the baby. So he went to the emergency. It's my mate in the secondary school. He saw me. He said, Prof, what are you doing here? I said, our child is here. He's suffering. They've done every test. He went to the studio and he said something to him. Okay, let them do the X-ray about this. He said, he just came to him. Let them do X-ray about this thing. And when they went, the thing he said, you know, that was what was happening to the child. Every scan has not revealed it. Then he said, I have to take the child to emergency surgery right now. When he went there, everything there that he could use to solve that problem is an adult material. The consultant is not there. The specialist is not there. He stood there and said something was telling him that if you do it this way, you solve the problem. So he just cut him pain for the unknown. He said he's never done it before. He just put it there. Matter came alive. When the specialist consultant came, he said, how did you do it? How did you even have the mind? He said, I was just flowing.
Yeah, if you don't get to that level where you flow beyond your head, flow beyond what you know, flow beyond what you have, you'll be so limited, you won't go anywhere. You want to follow your beauty? Yeah. Ebi mo mo ba spirit mo mo tija. Tija. Omu kura omu nim so mo tija. As they are coming, everybody is smiling at them. He was, hey, I didn't know. Yeah, seriously. Only Mr. Spirit in the Juma. Do you understand? Yeah. When the Spirit comes, the wilderness will become a fruitful vine. I'll show you just one or two examples. We'll pray and close. Does he even, is he even, should I even read it from the Bible? I think you know it already. Your marriage, you know, the Spirit must come upon it. Your business, the Spirit must come upon it. Praise the Lord. Are you here with me? If you are here, say I'm here. Shakapata kalabakadas rekopatakata. Judges chapter 15, verse 15 and 17. This is Samson. Samson. Judges 15, 15. Praise the Lord. Samson, can you go to like verse 10? Let's read from verse 10. Am I boring you? Oh my God. And the men of Judah said, why are ye come up against us? And they answered, to bind Samson are we come up, to do to him as he has done to us. Then 3,000 men of Judah went to the top of the rock Etam and said to Samson, knowest thou not that the Philistines are rulers over us? What is this that thou hast done unto us? And he said unto them, as they did unto me, so have I done unto them. Samson fired the end. And they said unto him, we are come down to bind thee, that we may deliver thee into the hand of the Philistines. And Samson said unto them, swear unto me that ye will not fall upon me yourselves. And they spake unto him, saying, no, but we will bind thee fast and deliver thee into their hand. But surely we will not kill thee. And they bound him with two new cords and brought him up from the rock. And when he came unto Lehi, the Philistines shouted against him. They shouted against him. And what happened? And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him. And the cords that were upon his arms became as flax that was bent with fire. And his bands loose from off his hands. You see? Samson went to deal with the Philistines. And the Philistines, at that time, the people of Judah were under their servitude. So they came and they said, we'll deal with you people. Your man has come to trouble us. Except you give your man to us. So Samson said, okay, deal. I will allow you people to tie me, but don't kill me. Because your own people can kill you. More than an enemy can kill you. So Samson says that if we can agree that you will tie me and not kill me, household witches, we'll be fine. So we know we are only interested in giving you to the enemy, but not killing you. So okay. Then they tied him. The tying of Samson was possible. He couldn't actually even deliver himself from the people of Judah because the Spirit had not come upon him. As powerful as we read about Samson, he was so ordinary until the Spirit came upon him. Never forget it. And so when they now handed him over to the Philistines, they shouted and let the say Achichino Namaye, you be kuno, will kill him. Then as they were doing the Bible said the Spirit came upon him, the ropes that he could not free himself from prior to the Spirit coming upon him. He said, when the Spirit landed mightily, I'm praying that the Spirit will land mightily upon you and upon every area of your life. When the Spirit landed mightily upon him,
say that the cords that had been used to bind him became like nothing. It became like candle before fire. It was melting on ash. Malakuta paraya. Samson was not doing anything. What came upon him was dealing with everything around. Imagine that same spirit coming upon your womb. That same womb miscarrying babies left, right, center. When the spirit comes upon it mightily, it will hold that baby. Don't care whether it's fibroid, devils, demons, whatever. What is important is that whatever has been tied, when the spirit comes, it will lose itself. Then verse 15. See, Samson was calm until the spirit came. It makes you become another man. Are you here? Just imagine your business not doing well, and then the spirit comes upon it mightily, bam. Your career not doing well. You are applying for employment. It's not happening. Oh, then the spirit comes mightily upon it. Who will stop you? So when the spirit came upon him mightily, he found a new jawbone of an ass. He found a new jawbone of an ass. And put forth his hand and took it and slew 1,000 men therewith. Kai. Jawbone kekeo of an ass. What is an ass? What? Donkey. Just found the jawbone of a donkey. I'm preaching this thing. A useless bone. But watch it. There was nothing special about the bone. It was just a simple bone. Jawbone. Not even a leg of an ass. Just a jawbone. Small jawbone he found, you know. In the hand of an ordinary person, that jawbone would have been ordinary. But because the jawbone found itself in the hand of a man who had received the mighty outpour of the Spirit, it became a major weapon. The jawbone was weaponized by the Holy Ghost that was upon the man that was carrying the jawbone. Imagine reading that textbook with the Holy Ghost upon you. Just imagine. The thing you are saying is nothing. I don't have money, no. The Holy Ghost upon somebody with that half of that money is doing wonders. That's why sometimes you are insulting people on social media that who try and throw. You say you started with 100 Ghana cedis. Tell us the real truth. When you don't have the spiritual capacity, you'll be looking for something. Yeah. Didn't you hear what the Bible said? Though your beginning may be small, the quantity is never the issue. Always the issue is what you are carrying. Because what you carry gives you effect. Are you here at all? Eleko parasa. Jawbone. If you are carrying nothing and we give you the whole Bank of Ghana, you will run it down. If you are carrying something and we give you 10 Ghana, some of the people carrying orange, the whole pack on their head is not up to 100 Ghana. They are taking care of a child in secondary school. Do you understand? You have to carry something. Because you are not carrying anything. That's why valuable things in your hands are not bringing you any effect. When the Bible says that he takes the base things, you see, it depends on who is taking the base thing. He takes the stone that the builders rejected has become the head of the corner. Now, it's the same stone. One person threw it away because he didn't have the effect to make the stone powerful. Another person took gate because of what they were carrying. He became the head of the corner. Same stone. Same stone. What you are carrying will trickle down on your career. Trickle down on your children. Trickle down on your finances. Are you here at all? The jawbone can become a major weapon. People were holding swords, shooting arrows, and they still could not deal with Samson. That's a jawbone. Shoo, 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 a thousand, gone. When you go, try and Google to have a pictorial view of a jawbone of an ass. A fresh one, not even a dry one. If it's dry, you say, Ejewudi, dry, sharp. Yeah. But when it's a fresh bone, then it's not sharp at all. Use that one. How he was able to use that fresh jawbone to kill 1,000 people, it had to be by the Spirit. Serious, my next 20 years as a church. I say, we are going nowhere. This singing you are singing, if there is nothing on you, it's going nowhere. Preaching you are preaching. If there is nothing on you, the same word in the mouth of another person has a different effect because of what is carrying, because of what has come upon them. So we are coming here, we are already in the womb of the Spirit. Because I can preach John chapter 3 verse 16 today. Tomorrow I come and preach John chapter 3 verse 16. If I'm coming with a higher degree of the Spirit, the effect will be different. Next day I'll come and preach the same thing. Depending on how deep I'm drinking. Same scripture. Effect will be different. You need to carry a fresh wine. You are not hungry. You are not hungry enough. You are coming now. I'm coming to preach, or I'm coming to sing. Oh, I have the arrangement in my head. It's going nowhere. I'm telling you, it's going nowhere. Yeah, because fresh spirit will bring fresh impact. Are you here with me at all? Even your flesh, if you are not going for a deeper drinking with the Spirit, your flesh and crown. We a woman cry when we see your flesh. What is it? We'll be seeing the clay instead of something moving us to bring the check out. You see somebody carrying the Spirit. Lefe koko shala badagada. Kloma lagada bada. Zebreku. Ze. Spirit in fi. Unam numu pie. Yeah. It was said of Maria Woodward Ete. I think Woodward Ete. As she's coming out 100 meters. Now people are just falling down. Chokoto tomatoes. Obidu wano tomatoes. Nura na falling under the power. Chuyini tomatoes are. No, did they say, God, God, what a woman. Why are we not carrying anything? So the jawbone in you are holding a sword and you are running away. Like the people of Ephraim. Somebody is holding the jawbone of an ass. Akotala. Concerning David's mighty men, Bible talked about Eliezer, Shama. They stood in the field of barley and took the sword, and the Philistines were coming. Bible said, that's the jawbone of an ass. See, Bible said the Spirit of the Lord came upon Eliezer. He killed one person. Killed. Let it come upon your business. Let it come upon your beauty. Let it come upon the work of your hands. Let it release a blessing upon you. That amen is not coming out at all. I said, let it come upon you today in the name of Jesus. Can you open your mouth and pray? Small kala satata meshoke pele kokoshaya ikwataka paraka kapata atele kwasele petekete lengorose brede. Holy Ghost, come mightily, mightily, mightily upon me. Langusimorandoske, 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 langusimorandoske. Ebele kwakaperu aswale gareze, jara guatata laya, ekepetuna nikutanda kus. Kutanda kus, kutanda kula sundu kutua, elempili kuatente likututuya, ilanduli mini kutesh. Hey, hey, alamba garasaya, evende vele vende le kofende le kevende, shande le kevende le kualamba ragadanda, shalamanga rabatanda lagapanda. Jesus, Jesus, let your spirit come mightily upon my womb, mightily upon my head, mightily upon my body. Let it come mightily upon whatever is in my hands. Let it come upon me and come upon anything that is in my hand. Let it come upon me mightily and come upon anything that is in my life. Loko para sunda lebekete, lopo rakle kosende lebekete. Keep us out. We will just be ordinary until the Spirit comes upon us. Makara, by the Spirit, it is by the Spirit that the jawbone of an ass will have an effect over skillful warriors. It has to be by the Spirit. Yanga baro sende lekohota. Oh God, I pray that let the spirit give me effect. Let the Spirit grant me effect. Kola pata kwata kala pataka ashakala kapetakala bete. Come on, put your heart in the matter. Be hungry, be thirsty for that effect of the Spirit. Yakwata leke leke kapete. Ah shalamanda la kapataya. Antali kola salaba. Take over the pen. Take over the pencil. Take over the product. Take over. Let the Spirit take over. Makatata laba kapata. Etoraba kaparada daba kapata. Ashalamandala kapataya, ashalamandala kapataya, ashalamandala kapataya. Every gift in my hand, that jawbone can be a talent, it can be a gift, it can be a product, it can be some studies you are doing, it can be some business proposal. Let the Spirit come upon me and come upon whatever is in my hand. Ashele mende lekopara ishokwali kapatala ikalanda la kuatela ishalabanda la kapatala ayayayayaya mantala mandala bata antala mandala bakapatanda laba. This degree in my hand, oh God, let your Spirit come upon me. That this degree in my hand, this diploma in my hand, this certificate in my hand will be able to become a weapon. Weaponize the thing in my hand. Weaponize the skill in my life. Weaponize the grace you have given me. Makatala kwatatala ashalamanda lakapata. Weaponize my body. Weaponize my facade. Weaponize my appearance. Weaponize my personality. Let your Spirit come upon me. transfigure me and transfigure. The Spirit came upon Jesus. He was transfigured and his garment became as white as snow. All the time when it comes upon you, it begins to transform everything around you. Your garment will be transformed. Your gift, your talent, whatever is in your hand will be transformed. Come upon my agenda.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jifamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Albing on all social media platforms. God bless you.